For many years, Michigan voters were famous for their independent streak. Even before ticket splitting was fashionable, we were famous in many elections for voting for a president from one party and a governor or senator from another one. Partly as a result, the Democratic and Republican parties in our state used to be big tent affairs. Successful statewide politicians had appeal that cut across party lines. Everyone who remembers the 1970s knows that plenty of Democrats were strong supporters of Republican Governor Bill Milliken, who was elected three times. And Democrat Soapy Williams, as liberal as he was, somehow found a way of winning Republican support. Former Governor Jim Blanchard led the state out of an earlier fiscal crisis in the early 1980s and then won the votes of hundreds of thousands of Republicans when he ran for re-election. And the list goes on. These days, however, things have changed. Republicans and Democrats in Lansing talk at, not to, each other. State government is right now undergoing possibly its worst financial crisis ever. Yet there seems precious little spirit of compromise. There doesn't even seem to be a willingness to try and work things out, which is a prescription for disaster. We're facing a cliff, and what worries me most is that the ideologues of both the left and the right may be perfectly willing to take our whole state over the edge rather than compromise. So, I wonder if it might be time for a serious, common-sense, independent candidacy for governor. It's not as far-fetched as it sounds. In recent years, Minnesota, Maine, and Connecticut have all elected independent governors. We have two men in Michigan who might be ideally suited for the purpose, one from each side of the aisle. Andy Dillon, a Democrat who's Speaker of the House, offered an intriguing proposal this year to save money by putting all state and municipal workers on the same health care plan. For that, he was attacked by his own party, even before they read it. Dillon would like to be governor, but has little chance at the Democratic nomination. The leadership has settled on Lieutenant Governor John Cherry as their nominee. In private, nearly everyone agrees Cherry is a nice guy who has virtually no chance to win in November. Former Republican Congressman and State Senator Joe Schwartz is perhaps even more qualified than Dillon, and even more of a pariah in his own party. That's because he says openly that there's no way to get around the deficit crisis without raising taxes. Yes, he knows state departments have to be downsized and benefits reduced. But he also knows that there's no way to save the state without more money for our schools and roads. His preferred approach would be to get it by raising both the sales and income taxes by equal amounts. He also knows that in this changing economy, we need to start taxing services and lessen the burden on manufacturing and other goods. What appeals to me most about these men is that they're experienced, seasoned, out-of-the-straitjacket thinkers. If either were to run for governor as an independent, it might well break the cycle of lack of imagination and failure our state is on. And if both were to run together as an independent ticket, that, in many ways, might be the best of all possible worlds.